Happy Wednesday, everybody, and welcome into Sports Talk. I'm Scott Beatty here with Scott Ritchie. It's another edition of Scott and Scott with you on this signing day. Ayo Dosunmu is officially in Illini as he put in his letter of intent. How do they do that these days? Is it some of? I think they still have to do it by fax.
Yeah.
I don't know those things are still used.
As you know, technology has improved. You know, it's still, you know, just a little bit of an old school feel to this early signing period.
So it's a big day for Illinois basketball. Brad Underwood saying it's not a good day today. It's a great day at his press conference, and he talked no less than 24 minutes with the media today just about the signing of Ayo Dosunmu before he shifted gears to talk about the upcoming season opener against Southern on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Also today, big classes added for women's basketball, baseball, golf, softball, as well as it's National Signing Day for so many people. But clearly the attention was all on Brad Underwood and Ayo Dosunmu. So it's a big day for Illinois. The dominating junior from Chicago's Morgan Park was announced his commitment a few weeks ago on a Thursday night, and then there was some question about whether what was going on because of the conflict, apparent conflict surrounding Talen Horton Tucker, and Horton Tucker opted for Iowa State. Ayo stayed to his commitment. I don't think his commitment here was ever in question, to be clear. But that whole thing, and it all settled down. There's one right now for the class of 2018, but a pretty good one.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have one guy sign in the early signing period here in November to get a five-star point guard, number 20 prospect in the country, that's not a bad way to do it. And Illinois still has two scholarships open, you know, for Brett Underwood to work with as far as, you know, filling out this 2018 class. And you know, he kind of, you know, spoke on that as well. And it could go several different avenues, but, you know, he was probably looking, you know, mostly at a spring, you know, finish to this class.
Indeed. We'll get more into that in just a moment. But also today, women's basketball adding three to Nancy Faye's first class. Mackenzie Blazik from Franklin, Indiana, and Whiteland Community High School. She is a 6'3" forward, will join for next year. Janaya Ephraim from St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. You know what? If you need somebody to help out with the recruiting, I'll be happy to go down to the U.S. Virgin Islands anytime to help pitch anything you want down there. But assuming she's a good player and not just be so the coaches can have an excuse to go down to the Virgin Islands. I don't know if they would actually make that trip or if they would just see her when she is stateside. But nonetheless, averaged 16.5 points at her high school. And then, of course, probably the most known sign for women's basketball's local product, Ariel Scott, 5'9" guard out of Urbana High School, who was at one point committed to Duke and then uncommitted and is playing with Nancy Faye.
Yeah, and Mackenzie Blazik is ranked number 90 in the class of 2018 per ESPN. Ariel Scott is also ranked in the 90s on ESPN, but ranked as high as number 39 in the country on Prospects Nation. So, you know, Duke is a very, you know, good women's basketball program. So, obviously, there was lots of other interest in Ariel Scott when she decommitted. But Illinois was able to land the shooter it wanted in this class.
Every so often, Duke women and Duke men both make it to their respective Final Fours, and there's always a chance that they would both be national champions. Pretty big program that she stepped back from. It's a pretty good get for Nancy Faye. Baseball, Dan Hartlib adds 10 to his class for the 2019 spring season, 8 of them from the state of Illinois. Hartlib today talking about the possibility that some of them will be lost to the Major League draft, but he hopes not. Very a good mix, mostly pitching, some infield, a catcher, and an outfielder as well. Some highly regarded players he is adding as well. Men's golf has added four, one from Wheaton and Luke Armbrust, another from Morton, Illinois, and Tommy Cool. Tyra Perry welcoming in 7 to her class for Illinois softball for the 2018-19 class. So on we go. Nothing about football today, of course, because the early signing day for football doesn't come until next month. And coming up, Scott and I will talk with Doug Bouchon from Orange and Blue News, get his take on just the day overall here for signing day, as well as what is on the radar for Lovie Smith and his crew as they start recruiting for football. You can join us. You can join us at 356-9397. We're back to our regular studio numbers after we've migrated here to downtown. The studio numbers were a little bit behind, but they have joined us as well. So you can do it that way. Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. Right now we find Todd Lindsay from the Illini Quarterback Club as the Quarterback Club gets ready for their final meeting pre-home game of the year. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Doing well, and it's Indiana this Saturday for Illinois football, an 11 a.m. kickoff at Memorial Stadium. That means Friday is the Illini Quarterback Club's gathering, and this is the last of the year, correct?
Yeah, this is the last one. The Northwestern game falls on the Thanksgiving Day weekend, so we're not going to have a luncheon prior to that game, so this is it.
What do you have in store?
Well, this is our annual senior day where Coach Smith will be there, and I don't know if we'll have all the seniors, but we will have definitely a majority of the seniors who will get up and speak and be able to answer questions from our crowd. And our folks really like seeing the players, and seeing all or as many of the seniors as possible is nice. So we're looking forward to that. Being that it's the day before Veterans Day, we will have a Veterans Day recognition. We will recognize all the veterans in the crowd. We'll have a color guard there. So we'll get the whole thing kicked off with that before we get into the senior day. And then at the end of the luncheon, if anyone has purchased a raffle ticket in our luncheon raffle anytime this year and hasn't won, that ticket has been automatically entered into a drawing for two tickets to the Illinois-Missouri Border War basketball game on December the 23rd, compliments of the Quarterback Club. So we're going to draw for that at the end of the luncheon. And if you've bought a raffle ticket, you might want to be there and see if you've won that. And just a lot going on that luncheon. It's at the Hawthorne Suites. The doors open at 10:30, and the program starts right at 12 o'clock. And come here, the seniors and Coach Smith, and maybe win some tickets.
Some of the more notable seniors, Jalen Dunlap in the defensive secondary, Kendrick Foster in the backfield, Jordan Fagan and Christian DeLauro on the offensive line. And it's always a little bit of a bittersweet time as that starts to be the beginning of the end for them in terms of their football career at Illinois. It's a nice moment that they share with Lovie on stage.
It is, and it's also nice that some of these seniors in the past have, this is not their first time to one of our luncheons. So to be able to see them a year or two prior and listen to them speak versus listening to them speak at the senior luncheon is always nice. You see the transformation. They're a lot more comfortable and in front of a crowd, and it's really nice to see. And a lot of them already have their future plans, so our members really like to know what they're going to do once they graduate for sure.
Hey, Todd, we appreciate you checking in as always, and congratulations on another year in the books.
Thanks, and thanks for having me on for these updates every Wednesday. They're very helpful for our membership, and we appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Todd. We are happy to do it. Todd Lindsay with the Illini Quarterback Club, and as always, you don't have to be a member to go to any of the Friday meetings before a home game. Well, back to signing day today for Illinois. Here is Brad Underwood on Io DeSumo and what he says makes Io so special and what he loves about him.
The thing that I love the most about him is his competitive drive to not be good, but to be great. Every opportunity I got throughout the summer and the spring, when he was matched against other, and I'll use the term ranked, but other high-profile guards, ranked guards, there was no question who won those battles. And I love that competitive, I never want to lose mentality. He came from a state championship high school team, and he's a guy that has tremendous charisma. He has a personality and a way about him that is very, very contagious.
Brad Underwood also talking about his skills on the floor and what makes him so good.
He's got great speed. At 6'5", he's got great length. He's got a chance to be an elite defender at his position or positions because he can play multiple. He's a guy that I said this on the summer circuit. He was the best layup maker I've seen in a long time, and there's a true art to that. And he's a guy that continued to improve, and I take note of that. It's something I watch very closely. Watched him in the spring through the summer. He continued to improve. So we met a major need.
In Io Desunmu, who will be joining the Illini for next year, I think, Scott, one of the questions is how does he fit in? I mean, Brad Underwood, adamant throughout this, this is a guy that fits. We didn't just want to go get a guy that was a really good basketball player, but a guy that fit into our system. It does give me pause for saying, well, wait a minute. Okay, we've got Tijon Lucas, and we've got Trent Frazier, and you've got, obviously, Mark Smith, and now you add another perimeter guy. How are these guys all going to share the ball and share time on the floor?
Well, just the how the system works. I mean, there's going to be playing time for a lot of guards because I would imagine, even this season, pre-Io Desunmu, that Brad Underwood's going to run a lot of four-guard looks and – have Laurent Black as a lone big or Michael Finke as a lone big. So, once you add in a player like Desunmu, I mean, you get another ball handler, another guy that, can play off the ball if he has to. But he is probably the most dangerous with the ball in his hands. I mean, he can get his own shot and, facilitate, distribute, get shots for others. I mean, it's another piece for Illinois to put in that puzzle that Brad Underwood talked about a few times today. And it's a guy that I think can play alongside any number of guards. I mean, his game is a little different than Mark Smith's. Mark's more of a physical style of guard. I would assume he's a little quicker, but he's also a little bigger than Trent Frazier, who's or Tijon Lucas, who are maybe the quick guys on this team. So they're not quite the same. So I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it all works, but I wouldn't say that's it's going to be a problem.
No, I mean, I think as long as everybody knows how to share the ball and work in that system, it could be a pretty good and very dangerous backcourt that can compete with a lot of people in the Big Ten. Brad Underwood, though, still wants more for his class of 2018 besides just Io.
We have two scholarships left. We'll add a shooter in that class. That's something that, again, is are pieces to the puzzle that we need. And then we need to try to add one other piece of size. And, who those pieces will be, there's a lot of options out there. We'll continue to beat that up every single day as we do the 2019 class, the 2020 class. Recruiting is nonstop. And we'll continue to add those pieces as we move forward. But today is not a good day. It is a great day for Illini men's basketball.
And Underwood said that he anticipates, and it almost sounded like it will be, a case where whoever he was just talking about will come in the spring. I wouldn't be surprised if they go find a transfer or somebody from overseas.
Yeah, I mean, those are both areas that Brad Underwood has mined before in the pursuit of basketball talent, but the fact that there are two open scholarships now for this current season even means that say a big guy pops up in December or January, a mid-year transfer, Illinois could be in the market at that point for that guy, and if the fit's not there, then just the way college basketball is today, as far as transfers and even high school seniors not deciding until the spring, there'll be somebody out there for Illinois to get.
By the way, Brad Underwood also letting folks know today that his son Tyler Underwood is not eligible to play this year because of the NCAA's eligibility rules. It sounded like something they tried to make a case to the NCAA, and they wouldn't have it. So I don't know if it has to do with the fact that it's a coach's son or just how transfers have to happen for it. But I wouldn't have expected Tyler Underwood to be a major piece of the puzzle for Brad Underwood's system. But nevertheless, he's not playing for your information.
Yeah, and he wasn't going to get a lot of playing time to begin with as a walk-on in a loaded backcourt. But where he can still be invaluable is in practice, because there's one person on that team that knows Brad Underwood's system the best, and that's Tyler Underwood.
He probably gets it more than anybody else.
Well, and he's been in it at Stephen F. Austin, even though he didn't play that year because he was coming off of a knee injury in high school, and then he was in it again at Oklahoma State. So he is fully immersed in what Brad Underwood is trying to do, and it can be a real help for the Illini.
We'll hear a little bit more from Brad Underwood as we go along. Also, Nancy Faye's thoughts on her class, Dan Hartlib on his baseball class. But when we return, Doug Bouchon is here from Orange and Blue News. We'll discuss with him what is going on. First, though, I want to tell you about Rosecrantz. For over 100 years, Rosecrantz has been a national leader in addiction and mental health treatment. They've provided help, hope, and lasting to recovery to children, youth, adults, and family. Recovery from substance abuse and mental health disorders benefits everyone. The individual, the family, the community, your loved one can restore their hope for a bright future that comes with recovery. And Rosecrantz is here to help. A community that is a community partner that is committed to treatment and for mental health and substance abuse disorders in Champaign County. Rosecrantz is having a special event this week. They're welcoming former NBA player Chris Herron as the keynote speaker at their fundraiser on Thursday night. The event Hoops, Help, and Hope will be held at the I Hotel tomorrow night. Chris will share his story of descent into addiction, a miraculous recovery, and a new life mission. I've had the pleasure of meeting some of the good folks over there, including David Welch, the clinical coordinator. They're doing fantastic work. Whether it's something you're struggling with or someone you know is struggling with, you need to reach out. For information to get tickets to the event with Chris Herron, you can visit rosecrantz.org/champagne-benefit, and you can also reach out there for you or anyone else you know that needs help. Doug Bouchon with us after this.
It's the regular season opener for the men's Fighting Illini basketball team. They'll take on Southern University, 7 o'clock tip. 5:30 Illini game day with Scott Beatty from the State Farm Center Friday.
Five thirty, 49 degrees on Sports Talk. Scott and Scott here. Doug Bouchon has joined us from Orange and Blue News. He covers all things Illini there at orangeandbluenews.com from Rivals. Doug, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We've been talking about it already. Obviously, the big news of the day, the official signing of Ayo Dosunmu, who is going to be wearing the orange and blue for the Illini on the basketball court. I know you've got others who work with you that get more in-depth into the basketball side of things, but you've been hanging around this long enough. How momentous of a day is it for Illinois basketball?
Well, it's big because, you know, it's one of the first five-star kids out of Chicagoland that they've gotten quite a long time. I think Brad Underwood mentioned today that D. Brown in 2001 is their last kid that they pulled from there that's this highly ranked. Rivals, we have him number 20 in the country. So really good player. You know, I think they really wanted a shooter and a big also in this class, and they're still going to be looking for guys. But to get a Chicago player, you know, with this kind of talent, it's really big for the program.
It's interesting that Brad Underwood in some ways downplayed the Chicago side of things today at his press conference, yet everybody knows how key this is.
Yeah, I think he knows how key it is, too. He just doesn't want to leave anybody out. You know, some coach speak going on there, I think. But, you know, the staff that he put together, they're real strong in Chicago area recruiting, especially Chin Coleman, who coached with the Mac Irvin Fire AAU program, EYBL club, and that's where Ayo played. He played for the Fire for a couple of years. So those connections really were big for him. I think Coach Underwood talked about that, too, Chin Coleman's connections there in Chicago. So, you know, they're going to have to recruit there. Sometimes it's difficult. There's a lot of politics in the city, but it's a place that's close to home, and they're going to have to go there for talent.
Well, I'm curious maybe how you see Ayo Dosunmu fitting into a backcourt that, you know, will have guys like Mark Smith and Trent Frazier and DeMonte Williams in it when he arrives.
You know, they got multiple ball handlers. I think a couple of them can play the point guard. You know, Tijon Lucas is the point guard now. I think Mark Smith can play the lead guard. He can bring the ball up and get the offense going. Same thing with Ayo. He can play the point guard spot, and you can play those two guys together in the backcourt. And Brad Underwood, you know, he plays a system that's kind of positionless. So you may see times when there's three or maybe even four guards on the court. And a guy like Mark Smith can rebound from the three. So a lot of flexibility there, bringing another guy in like Ayo who can handle the ball, he can pass, he can drive. Needs to work on his jump shot a little bit. It's a little bit funky right now, but he really versatile kid, so they can definitely play together.
Do you have something that you see that backs up what we all feel, is that there's a lot more buzz and hype around Illinois basketball? Do you see more traffic on the message boards? Do you see more clicks on the stories about recruiting and all that? What tells you that there is more hype about Illinois basketball?
Yeah, a couple of things. You know, it's always that way with the coaching change. You know, it was that way when they replaced Bruce Weber with John Gross. Same kind of buzz that was going on. High expectations because John Gross was a really effective recruiter at Ohio State, you know, bringing in a whole bunch of five-star kids. So there's the buzz from that. And I think there's Brad Underwood's personality and kind of his presence, too, I think gives people the idea that he really knows what he's doing. He's a real confident guy. You know, he's kind of an alpha dog type of guy, and I think that gives Illinois fans the confidence that he's going to bring the program back.
Talking with Doug Bouchon, Orange and Blue News. You can find him there. He covers a lot of things Illinois. In particular, you cover football and want to touch on that. Signing day for football, not today. That comes in over a month, December 20th. What's the latest with Illinois football? And I think it's harder for fans in general to keep up with that because there's so many more positions. There's so many more names out there. But there's some key guys. And I know the quarterback position is probably the number one thing right now that Illinois has a question mark around.
Yeah, but you know, they like what they have in Cam Thomas. You know, the results haven't quite been there yet. He hasn't led them to a win, but Garrick McGee, the offensive coordinator, really likes his skills. He's got a big arm, real athletic kid, a smart kid who really learns the system quickly. And I think they're going to see him turn the corner at some point and be the starting quarterback for him. And then they have two kids committed, Rivers, a big kid, athletic, doesn't quite have the same arm as a Coran Taylor, the other kid that's committed from Peoria, but those two guys are highly regarded quarterbacks in the 2018 class, and then they're chasing Isaiah Williams out of St. Louis, probably going to be a five-star kid. He's only a junior this year, 2019 kid, but you know, I think Garrick McGee knows what he wants out of the quarterback position. He wants a guy who can make plays with his feet and with his arm, and they're starting to see those kind of kids commit to the program.
Well, and Scott mentioned a December signing date for football, and that is new this year. Is it going to be important for Lovie Smith to maybe get as many of his guys signed in December as opposed to the typical football signing period in February?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that was one of the reasons that programs like Illinois wanted that early signing period so they could get kids locked up. And then, you know, if they really had a huge senior season, big-time programs can't come in and steal them from underneath you. So they want to get as many of these kids signed as possible in December. I think they are going to sign the majority of them, and we'll be talking to them here in the next couple of weeks to see for sure. But I think they plan on signing all of them that are currently committed.
The lines. Obviously, you want to see more out of both offensive and defensive lines, but they're young. They need to get bigger. They need to get stronger. Is that ultimately what's going to make this team better? I'm talking about in the next couple of years, or is it still about recruiting to improve the talent level of the offensive and defensive line? Obviously, when all these young guys graduate out, you know, you need to replace them, but do they have the pieces that they need right now? They just need them to get older and more experienced.
You know, they turned the corner, I think, with the lines. They brought in seven defensive linemen that they like a lot, and a couple of them have played as true freshmen, Bobby Roundtree probably being the best of the group. Then, you know, you've seen four freshmen start on the offensive line. So talent-wise and size-wise, I think they turned the corner, but the problem right now is depth. You know, one or two guys get nicked up, and then you're kind of shuffling around trying to find guys who can play. So they got to keep recruiting those positions. I know they want at least one more, maybe two offensive linemen in the current class. You know, when you look at the skill positions too, they really want to add speed to the roster. That's kind of a missing piece right now, speed at corner, speed at the wide receiver position. And that's why you see them going places like California and Texas and Florida, looking for some speed guys to add those playmakers to the offense.
Well, and you mentioned MJ Rivers, and he was the last commit in the 2018 class for Lovie Smith. And it's been a while, though. Is there anything maybe new popping up in the recruiting circles?
Yeah, you're starting to see some new offers fly out. As they look at – this is the time of year where you're looking at senior film, you know, because guys are finishing up their high school seasons. Some of them are in the state playoffs, but they're getting the high school film in, and they're reviewing that and sending out some new offers. And they offered to cover, you know, Javon Kyle, a kid out of California, can play offense or defense, athletic kid. Kevion Davis, safety from Texas, who they really like a lot. You know, Lovie Smith's been on the phone with him personally, talking to him, they want him to come and visit, and I think that's going to happen. Then, you know, they're trying to flip some kids that are currently committed. You know, two kids out of IMG Academy in Florida. Virtus Brown plays offense or defensive line, big, huge kid, four-star kid. And Io Delladeo, the linebacker, who's originally from St. Louis but transferred down to IMG Academy. They've had him on campus multiple times and would love to flip him from Texas.
How do you go about doing that if you're Lovie Smith? It almost comes off a little sneaky. I know it's part of the game and it happens all the time, but is there a kind of a hands-off now that somebody has given a commitment?
No, there's not. There's really not anymore. I think that all changed a few years back. You know, kids still go out there and visit schools even when they're committed. It even happens in the Big Ten Conference. A lot changed when Urban Meyer came into the conference, kind of rubbed some guys the wrong way doing it. But if the kids want to visit schools, you're not going to tell them no. And if a four-star linebacker who's committed to Texas says, I want to come to Illinois and visit, you're going to have him on campus and visit. He's a difference maker. You know, a playmaker, a linebacker, which is they're kind of lacking. That's how the game's played now, and you got to play along or you miss out on some kids that you really want.
A commitment is almost, I don't want to say meaningless, but it just doesn't carry that weight anymore on the football side of things?
Yeah, football, you know, it gets kind of crazy when you get around signing day. And it's going to be early this year with the December signing period, you know. But when it got close to February 1st, the last few years, it gets nuts with the decommitments and recommitments and kids visiting at the last moment. Some coaches, especially some of the coaches in the Big Ten, they really don't like their committed players to take other visits. Lovie Smith's not real strict on that. He's not going to drop a kid if he takes another official visit. Probably can't afford to, you know, with Illinois just trying to build the program. So some coaches like it, some don't, but that's just how it's played now.
Doug Bouchon, Orange and Blue News, thanks so much for your time.
You bet, anytime.
When we come back, more from signing day, also some more on Illinois football as they'll face Indiana this Saturday. Stay with us on Sports Talk.
It's Fighting Illini women's basketball. Scott Beatty has the play-by-play of Illinois and Fort Wayne, 1 o'clock Friday here on DWS.
.544 Sports Talk on this Wednesday. It's Scott and Scott. If you want to join us, you can 356-9397. Back to our old numbers here at our studios. Also, the Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. Just heard Brian talking about the Illinois women's basketball programming opening up the season at State Farm Center on Friday. It's a 1 o'clock tip against Fort Wayne. Today's signing day, and Nancy Faye talked about her first class. It includes Ariel Scott from Urbana High School.
When we started this process 6 months ago as a staff, we wanted a backcourt player that we felt could swing two different positions. We feel like we got that with Janaya Ephraim. We also identified we wanted a shooter. I think we certainly got that with Ariel Scott. And then we also wanted to anchor our inside game with the presence and with Mackenzie Blazik. I think the one thing that I'm so proud of this class is that it's a class that embraced our vision and what we wanted to change, where we were heading. And the trust that they put in our program means a lot to me. So this class is always going to be some class that I'm going to be very, very proud of. And I think we answered some of the questions we wanted to do as a staff when we started.
The big question for her when she was hired was, can she recruit at the Division I level? She knows her basketball. Even though it's Division III, you don't just win 20-plus games almost every season that you coach on accident. But it's a whole different ball game when it comes to recruiting. And it's a pretty solid class for her first go-around and being here 6 months. One of the things she did was keep her assistants on staff to keep some continuity and all that.
Yeah, and I mean, they had the relationships already. Yeah, because the one thing, and you know, Brad Underwood has mentioned this, that the toughest thing about that first recruiting class when you're taking on a new job is you haven't gotten to know, you know, these certain players for 2 or 3 or 4 years sometimes. So you're starting fresh, building those relationships and, having Tiana Kirkland and Kale Malone retained on staff for Illinois, gave Nancy Faye maybe a bit of a head start in that regard.
Meanwhile, Dan Hartlib, head baseball coach, talked about his signing class of 10.
This is probably one of the top classes that we've had in my tenure. It's pitching heavy, which is so important in the game of baseball. We were able to bring in 4 high school pitchers, 2 junior college pitchers, and then we met a lot of needs as far as athletes and positionally. So very, very good mix, very athletic. Some of the higher rated kids that we've had. I think a lot of these players were guys that had committed or were on our radar from back in our 2015 year. And so, again, I'm really excited about this group. It meets what we've always tried to do as far as bring in good student-athletes, guys that will continue to work hard, get better. The thing that we have to do in this class, though, is we're going to have to dodge a draft with a couple guys because there will be a couple of them that will get great attention from professional baseball. And, so we'll probably be rolling the dice a little bit once we get into June, July.
And some of the guys that Dan Hartlib identified as being highly touted would be Jacob Campbell, catcher out of Janesville, Wisconsin, and Aiden Maldonado out of Rosemont, Minnesota. And those are the only 2, by the way, not from the state of Illinois. The remaining 8 are. But mostly pitchers on the roster, and, of course, you can't ever have too much of that. From what I saw last year, it was a solid lineup last year that's only going to get better. Pitching ended up being a bit of a question mark last year and kept the Illini back a little bit, but if that grows and comes back to where they think it can be with the addition of some arms that are either going to come back from injury or be available now after transfer rules, this Illinois baseball team could make some noise this year in the Big Ten. If you're a fan of Illinois baseball, I think you can be excited for what's to come and anticipate something good. Obviously, the games have to get played, but I'm just telling you how you can feel about it right now. I think there's a lot of positive.
Yeah, and the last 2 seasons have been with, pretty young teams. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a result of, that 2015 team that Dan mentioned had an awful lot of seniors on it. And the next team lost some guys to the draft like Cody Sedlock. Yeah. So they were in kind of a rebuilding mode, but they have essentially the same team back, this season that I think, maybe showed a little more in the second half of this past spring. And then, they add some arms, guys that, were transfers and were sitting out this past spring. And, a guy like Doug Hayes that was injured and didn't pitch. I think, not having him hurt the pitching staff for sure. So, it'll be interesting to see what, this group does before, the next season when Dan Hartlib was able to bring in what he said was maybe one of the best classes he's ever had at Illinois.
We'll see how that plays out for Dan Hartlib. All right, Illinois football taking on Indiana this Saturday. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. You'll hear it here on DWS, part of our there are 4 games you'll hear this weekend. Friday, 1 o'clock, Illinois women's basketball against Fort Wayne. And then in the evening, it's Illinois men opening up against Southern. Saturday is football, and don't forget Illinois volleyball on Saturday night, so make it 5, because then Sunday there is also an Illinois women's basketball game down in Florida. But as for Lovie Smith and crew, they're trying to figure out how to find a win out there. Lovie Smith reflecting on a losing streak, which has had some bright spots, but not enough wins at all.
When you've lost as many games as we have, it's, and you move into the fourth quarter of your season. You're just trying to look for some bright things to, of course, keep the players motivated, keep us all in a pretty good frame of mind. And it's been kind of the story a few weeks. We played pretty good football for moments of time, not being able to put together full 4 quarters of football has really hurt us. And of course, that was the case this past week. Some things we're doing just won't allow us to finish the game. We have to find a way. We have 3 games starting, of course, with Indiana this week to try to get these things corrected.
Problem, as I see it, is indeed the Illini haven't been getting blown out of games early, but they've been in them, but it still feels like they're not in them. And when they do get a moment to capitalize, they find a way to blow it, i.e. recover a muffed punt at the 26-yard line of opposing territory and then move backwards 10 yards on pre-snap penalties and not even be in field goal territory anymore. So it's just part of this ongoing cycle of young mistakes, and I think the pressure is probably getting to these young guys, and now you have the injuries adding up as well. Probably a lot being asked of the young bodies that haven't done this kind of rigorous, sustained thing for this long before. It's all snowballing. I don't know. Do you see a win there on Saturday for Illinois?
I don't. And I think before the season started, I had this one penciled in as a possible win. But just, there hasn't been maybe enough steps made in a positive direction. Just consecutively, that would make you think that, you know, this time around in another matchup of winless Big Ten teams, that Illinois would come out the other end, you know, having changed that about their record. They've had three opportunities to do so so far this season, and, well, they're still winless.
Garrick McGee, though, glowing about what Cam Thomas did as quarterback this past week.
With his technique, his decision-making, he was competitive. He was accurate with the ball. I think somebody got to make some plays for him down the field. He made checks in the game. You know, we were trying to run some sprint out to move the pocket to get away from the D-line. He saw the front was too wide, and he made checks in the game. Just to have the confidence and the awareness to make checks, you know, in a game like that. I just think he finally got a chance to show what he really could do if he, you know, get multiple reps and really went out there to lead the team. Just can't say enough about him. He's developed. And he shows that he can, well, no one thought he could, that he can lead our program.
Cam Thomas, though, was not made available yesterday to the media. That's usually an indication that he didn't practice, and he left the ball game on Saturday. So as high as they are on Cam Thomas, I guess there's a question whether he'll even be playing this coming Saturday.
Yeah, didn't practice yesterday. I'll see kind of if he did today. I'm going to head out there after we're done, and if he's in sweatpants and a jacket again, that's a pretty clear indication that he was held out. There's a few more days before they have to decide, but if it's not Cam Thomas, it'll be Jeff George. And I mean, that's yeah.
And then do you go to Chase Crouch behind that if George has to leave the game for whatever reason?
I think, yeah, at this point, Chase is still the number three. I mean, because at that point, you're getting into the walk-on situation with either Cam Miller, or there's a couple of freshman walk-ons, and that's certainly not the route you want to take. So, yeah, I mean, the order hasn't changed, but we'll see who plays against the Hoosiers.
We'll wrap this up after this. Finish line in sight here for Sports Talk on this Wednesday with Scott and Scott. Signing day for Brad Underwood and Illinois basketball, along with a bunch of other sports as well. But Underwood also touched on the starting lineup, or lack thereof at the moment, for Friday night's opener.
We'll more than likely have a freshman or two somewhere in that group. That excites me as they continue to develop and grow. Had three scrimmages that have been educational and great teaching moments, and yet we've done some terrific things, and that really excites me as we move forward to some of the things we've done throughout those. And
got to wash the taste out of your mouth from that exhibition loss to EIU. Starting lineup, Scott, who would you guess?
I'm going to be wrong, but let's go with Tijon Lucas, Mark Smith, Mark Alstorff, LaRon Black, and Michael Finke.
That's what I was guessing
and
myself.
Maybe DeMonte Williams.
Maybe him in there. Kipper Nichols first off the bench. We'll see. More tomorrow. Bob Osmussen will join us. We'll get the world according to him and do some other good things as well. Scott, thank you very much.
No problem. It's another good Wednesday.
Evan Kahn, thank you behind the scenes. Thanks, Doug Bouchon, for joining us. Thanks most of all to you for listening. This is News Talk 1400, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana, a News Gazette media station. Time at the tone, 6 o'clock. World News Roundup is next. Good night.